Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Doesn't that intro sound amazing? It took me like, I don't know how long to come up with it, but I welcome you to a new episode of this podcast, which is the last episode before we reach number 100, which is insane to me. It still feels unreal. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. But I'm also very, very tired. That's why my excitement probably doesn't sound exciting to you right now. And once again, I don't really know what to talk about. So I'm just gonna ramble on until I stumble upon a topic that I like. Well, I don't like it, but it's front and center right now, and that's being tired. I don't really know why I'm tired. I do have a particular idea. I sleep a lot, and it's really exhausting to be awake for me. It doesn't matter how much I slept, I'm tired every single day. And I spend my weekends pretty much doing nothing, relaxing, winding down, trying to absorb some energy, but it's like it's going out the window the moment I open my eyes in the morning. Crazy. Really crazy. I don't know if it's a post-COVID thing or a medication thing. I guess I'll have to find out and actually make a doctor's appointment. So that's that. Now, I also recently started trading, and which is so cool because it's something that I've never done before. I started doing it about a month ago, and eventually I really hope it's going to be a great way for me to make additional money in addition to my normal job, which is so cool because you can just sit in front of your computer, make a couple of guesses and analyses, and then you're good to go. It sounds easier than it is, but it's a lot of fun, and I like analyzing things, so I like analyzing the charts, and so far it's going all right. I'm pretty happy, but I'm still in the demo account, so I'm not trading with real money, just with fake money, and pretending that I'm doing it right, but I'm doing all the things that real traders do as well, so that's pretty cool. And I think that we don't learn enough about finances and financial freedom in school. That's a topic that they omit purposely. They don't want us to be financially free because then we are also free in our decisions. We're not so prone to fear because I don't want to say that money is the be-all end-all or the cure for everything. It's definitely not. But when you do have a large supply of money, you don't have to work. You can choose where to work. You have a lot more freedom in your day-to-day life because you can buy better food, which makes you healthier. You can go to better doctors, which hopefully makes you healthier. You can have more energy because you can sleep better, because you have nice surroundings and a nice bed, and there's just so much attached to money, and it's not everything, and it doesn't solve every single problem that a human being can have, but it does make things easier. And you also learn a lot of things about yourself when you trade, because you are faced with certain aspects of your personality that you weren't aware of before, like the fear of losing money, or how prone to taking risks are you really? Are you prone to greed, for example? Or are you more the anxious type? There are so many different nuances to that, and it's super, super interesting to explore. And it's also interesting that you gain an understanding of the market and of your own reaction to certain developments and it just teaches you a lot about money, financial stuff, and yourself, and that's cool. And I really recommend trying out new things to everyone out there, because it's so important to stay open-minded. And yeah, but it's also important to have a strategy in place and to know what you're doing and to have certain rules that you stick to. And if you don't have that, it's gonna be quite difficult to reach your goal. That's just something I've learned as well, is if you have a goal, make a plan and figure out a strategy. It's not enough to have a goal or a direction to go towards. It's also important to have certain milestones and certain strategic stepping points on the way so that you can make sure you're actually doing something that is going to bring you closer to your goal. Those are just some thoughts, and I don't know if they're relatable or not, but I do hope so. To finish off this episode, let me just reiterate, it's so important to be financially wise and to know what to do with your money and to be able to reflect on who you are and how you deal with certain situations. And it's also important to have a strategy that brings you closer to your goal. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts to let me know that you liked it. You can also rate my entire podcast over there, which would help me out a lot. And I will catch you next week for the very special 100th episode of Sweet But Salty. Stay tuned and take care. Bye.